Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos. We got hundreds, no thousands, of pieces of information there that you can read or listen to or watch in anywhere from 3 minutes to 15, actually 5 seconds to 15 minutes and anywhere in between. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Carrie Siegel. Carrie is the author of Why Didn't They Teach Me This in School? 99 Personal Money Management Principles and to Live By. And Carrie, tell us how we can find the book and you, please.
Actually, the easiest way is go to whydidn'ttheyteachmethisinschool.com.
All right.
And you can find everything.
Pretty easy to do. And, folks, I encourage you to do this. This is an outstanding, it would be an outstanding graduation gift. So I encourage you to buy two, and give one away. Carrie, I thought it was very interesting, in light of the current generation of young people coming up, I thought it was very interesting why that you chose to address the first three chapters of your book to marriage and children. Now, these young kids coming up today, they're as far away from marriage and children as any generation in my life. Why did you choose to make that the first three chapters?
Well, because you know what, it's interesting to me, and this is, as you see, it's a qualitative book more than quantitative in terms of understanding principles. And one of the most important decisions I think a person can make is marrying the right person.
Right.
And when I say that, I also say marry financially the right person. That's not to be a gold digger.
That doesn't sound very romantic, Carrie.
I know. You're absolutely right. Obviously, the romance has to be there and the love has to be there, but you also have to have a level head when doing it.
Yep.
And like I said, it's not that you're a gold digger or marry someone for money, but you marry someone who has good financial habits. And if you think about it, right, when you were dating, and it's hard to remember dating your wife or dating, you know, whoever it may be at the beginning, you're really trying to impress them. So you're taking them to nice places. You're doing nice things. You're giving them nice presents.
Right.
Well, are you doing things that you can afford?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing things that you can be able to do when you're married? Don't surprise the partner later on and say, you know what? Hey, I really couldn't afford
those
things.
So you're saying before you get too involved with somebody, pay attention to the way they act and the way they talk, the way they behave with regard to finances.
Exactly, and talk about the things. It's sometimes an uncomfortable topic, but, you know, talk about your money philosophy. You know, do you spend money? Are you a saver? You can watch, too. Is somebody, you know, going to the mall all the time and just buying things they can't afford? Do they believe in debt? You know, talk about it.
There's the commercial, or I think it's a commercial maybe, or an old joke about the woman who was on a first date with a guy, and she asked him what his credit score was.
It's interesting, though, because I can remember dating someone who had a significant amount of debt. Well, boy, you know, that's something that you don't want to...
That was a turnoff for you, wasn't it?
Seriously.
Yeah. So you said marry the right financial person, and then you said stay married to the financially right person.
Well, and that's an easy concept, because I have a lot of people who are much more successful than me, but they're on their third or fourth marriages, and they keep splitting their money up two or three or four times, plus the attorney fees.
Right.
Plus all the, obviously, I mean, and again, this is not obviously talking about the emotional things, but there's a ton of money spent on divorcing, and boy, you can get yourself into real financial trouble, especially over the last 5 years.
I asked a guy where his ex-wife lived. He said, in my ex-house. what about the children? You say having and raising kids costs a lot of money. Boy, howdy, is that true?
These kids,
the young kids aren't having babies these days, at least not very early. So you're scared them even worse, Carrie.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'll tell you, this is not something that I gave a lot of thought to. I love kids. I mean, I have five of them, so I obviously love them. But you got to realize that I'm not talking college. I'm talking about raising these children.
Yeah.
It costs you anywhere from $100,000 to $250,000, depending upon your lifestyle. You've got to get a bigger house. You've got to get a bigger car.
Right. All these. So what is your point though? Is your point don't have babies or don't have so many?
No, it's going in with your eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Saying, you know what? Do I need to have both of us work, or can one work, or what do I need to do to make sure that I give these children the proper lifestyle that I want them to have? So do I have five? Do I have three? Do I want? And again, there's obviously you've got to. I don't mean it to sound cold.
Right.
You've got to love children. You know what? As long as you love them and do the right things, but you've got to understand. You know what? If you're making $30,000 a year, don't have seven kids.
It does. That's exactly right. That's the next important. The mother of my children and I decided to stop at two, so she could stay home. She wanted to stay home and spend more and stay with them in the early years. We made that investment in the kids so that they would have, you know, a mother at home in their early formative years. And that was a financial investment decision we made.
And think about it. And hopefully the kids who are reading this who are in college or high school realize, you know what? I better be careful.
Right.
I don't want to have a kid now because I can't afford it,
right,
both emotionally and financially.
Right. Last thoughts, Carrie, on your book.
You know, I did this for a reason initially, was to do it for my kids. And as I started talking about it, and as I've spoken with people, I realized there's a huge gap in teaching these principles.
Right.
When I researched it, I found it was just something that nobody's out there has.
It's a book very timely, especially now. Hey, Carrie, thanks for being here. Good job on the book. Come back again real soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time, Jim.
Carrie Siegel, ladies and gentlemen. The book is Why Didn't They Teach Me This in School? It's a perfect, excellent, outstanding graduation gift. I recommend it to you. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.